When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
You know, it feels like, BT, the seeds are starting to slowly be planted for Juan Soto to exit the New York Yankees. Now, maybe I'm just getting caught up in it, but the Yankees, oh, they're reportedly in on everybody. And then there's a report, well, if the Yankees don't get Soto, they'd go get Teoscar Hernandez. And then the New York Post says that the Mets are legitimate contenders for Juan Soto and not just because of Steve Cohen's deep pockets. There's a lot of reason to start to believe in the momentum that I'm feeling from afar. And look, I don't have any connections. I'm not pretending to know so or know where he's going to go. But it's starting to feel like a realistic possibility that the Yanks lose Juan Soto. And that, to me, would be a disaster for the Yankees.
Well, I mean, listen, there's reporting and then there's speculation that's going to generate some clicks because these people aren't dumb. They know what everybody wants to read. They want to read something about Juan Soto. So until I actually see a news element, okay. I mean, listen, I know he's meeting with Team Sal.
Right.
This was never about the Yankees have to, you know, you can't leave the confines of the Bronx. He's going out. He's chasing every penny. Fly out to L.A., meet the Mets, meet the Dodgers. Not the Dodgers necessarily, but they could. Certainly the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. The list is 7 or 8. Maybe the Giants do jump back in. This is all stuff that we knew. I mean, Juan Soto was going hunting for the biggest contract in North American sports history. And he's going to have at least, I would say, 4 incredibly willing partners to spend. But so it's not a surprise, and I've also said that now I prefer Soto's back. I've said that first, but I've also said that there's multiple ways to build the team. So, you know, what's plan A? It's Soto and then somebody else. What's plan B? Well, there's very different versions to that, but the Yankees have a lot of work to do, and they've got a lot of teams to fend off. And until somebody swoops in and actually announces that Juan Soto was signed, in my mind, he ain't going anywhere.
Right, but here's the thing. It's more realistic. And, like, I felt this way a year ago. So certainly I'm going to believe that he's I've said this, again, a long time ago. I think he's going to the Mets. I felt that all along. And it's not just about the finances. I mean, that's obviously a number one thing. I think Soto really wants that. But what if there's something to be said about the way that the Mets are operating under Steve Cohen? Like, would you say that the Mets are a fun organization this season?
This year they were. Yeah,
right.
This year they were.
And would you say the owner seems like a guy who, I mean, whether you think it's good or bad, he does seem to talk with his players quite a bit and want to be maybe, not that he wants to be one of the guys, mm-hmm. but down on the field a lot and visible and a friendly type owner and having guys at his house for parties and stuff like that, right?
I would say that he's emotionally invested more so than the average owner.
Okay,
sure,
right.
No doubt about it.
And then the Yankees, and this is not a knock, I'm just giving you the reality of the situation. The Yankees have the greatest prestige in the history of sport, not just the sport, of sport, like 27 championships. We know about the Yankees and the legends and all that stuff. But there is a rigid, robotic, like buttoned up feel to the Yankees, whether it's the facial hair, whatever it may be. I'm not saying that they don't have fun, the guys on the team individually, but there's something to that type of environment versus the looser,
I agree,
maybe more fun type of environment that the Mets have. Maybe Juan Soto likes that as well.
He might, but he might not. See, that's why I say there's reporting, and then there's, you know, it's speculation that's rooted in conversations that aren't necessarily, you know, sourced stories. But right. Hey, you know, I heard he might be thinking this, or yeah, I mean, I can see him in Queens. They're a loose group, and it looks like maybe, you know, maybe I heard from somebody that played with Juan Soto 3 years ago that's he's intrigued by Queens. So, I'm not refuting anything that you're saying. And by the way, the Yankee stuff, you know, when you have this prestige and you have this historical aura, there's going to be, right or wrong, a more identifiable pecking order of power. And, you know, whereas whether it's ownership, just being a little bit more detached from the players, which is not a bad thing. But if you have an owner like Cohen, who is motivated to spend and who has created a looseness without, at least this past year, without compromising the actual product on the field.
Right.
I mean, would that be appealing to me as a modern athlete? Sure.
Right.
Of course it would.
I mean, as an individual, forget about modern athlete, as an individual. Because I was thinking about that coming in. You start reading this stuff and you're thinking, okay, well, and this is part of the equation to thinking why Soto would leave the Yankees for the Mets. And we all knew at the time that he's going to want a lot of money. Like, that wasn't a secret. He signed on with Boris. He's turned down, you know, $400 million contract or five, whatever it was with the Nationals. So we knew that he was going to be chasing the bottom dollar. But if both things are equal, I think there was this thought, and myself included, like, well, if everything's equal, he's probably going to stay with the Yankees. Well, maybe not so sure. Maybe the Mets have to come up a little bit, but maybe what the Mets can offer is the less buttoned up, more loosened, and more fun environment with an owner who's more hands-on / player friendly and less rigid than maybe the Yankees are structured. Maybe that's something, I don't know. I never met Juan Soto, so I don't know, but I'm starting to really, I believed it a year ago. Mm. Now I'm starting to know that he's leaving the Yankees.
Well, okay, so let's get back to the very structured ways of the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
Which definitely has been a real thing over the years. I think it's loosened a bit. You know, look at Juan Soto and what he does in the batter's box, right? The Soto shuffle and the showboating. And look at Jazz Chisholm,
who
wears his hat hanging off his head like Elmer Fudd.
It's definitely loosened up.
There's no question. That's my point. Like, I understand that there's an association with the facial hair and the Yankees policies and a bit of a throwback, at times stuffy way. But I don't think that that's nearly as present as it once was. Now, I also don't know what, outside of money, I don't know what Juan Soto's looking for. Does he want the looseness? He might. Does he want the connection to the greatest names in the history of baseball? He might. He might not care about Babe Ruth. He might not care about Mickey Mantle or Joe DiMaggio. He might not care about Cohen having people over his crib to look at artwork. I know that he wants to win, and I know that he wants every penny. So those are the two determining factors. Now, relationships on the team, you know, Lindor's supposed to be recruiting. Yeah. I don't minimize that. I think that's you know, somewhat important. I mean, is he closer to, or could he be closer to Lindor than Judge? Anything's possible. I don't know. But there's a reason why the other day I said, listen, if you're going to give him, the Mets, I mean any team, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Giants, whomever, you want him for 15 years, take him. I wouldn't even put my hands up and fight. You want him for 14 years? Take him. Now we're in the 12, 13-year range. All right, now we're gonna haggle over some money and make sure we try to keep him in the Bronx. But I think that there's a perception that the Yankee, well, I'll speak for myself, that I'm going to be, as a Yankee fan, it's like some lost soul in the universe without Juan Soto. They didn't win with Juan Soto.
Right.
And Juan Soto, that's going to be an awful contract down the road because he can't run and he can't field. I love him to stay. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Honestly. I think you're preparing yourself.
I swear to God, Sal.
They did win with him, though. They got to the World Series.
I understand
they were the best team in the American League.
Now, don't you think, because it's funny, we were talking about the Knicks yesterday and still like the DiVincenzo and the Hartenstein hangover. When I'm committed, like when I'm connected to a guy, I was defending Zach Wilson probably a little bit too much because I thought maybe he could be the guy and the tantalizing arm and all the things we saw on film. Like, so you know when I'm in on somebody. I love Juan Soto. He's a great all-time hitter. He's also incredibly deficient in multiple aspects of the game. I want him to stay, but I'm telling you, I'm looking you right in the eyes. I swear to God,
right.
If he goes, all right, he goes.
And, yeah, but the Yankees are going to be worse off for it. I guess
not
that
necessarily,
was my point.
Sal. Oh. No, from a PR perspective, there's no doubt they're going to get hit.
I don't think Teoscar Hernandez, Bregman, Walker, the Yankees aren't going to be better than they were without Soto.
And you give me Christian Walker, and I don't want to get too much away from Soto. I don't want to dilute it. Yeah. But if you give me, there is an avenue. You give me Walker, you give me Bregman, you give me Hernandez, you give me Sasaki, you give me another pitcher, whatever, you make the trade for Crochet. There is a way to be better. I firmly believe that. Now, I'd rather not explore that. I would rather have him come back.
And then.
Yes. That's the old Yankee way. But I'm also of the mindset now of the volition that they're not going to operate that way. So if they're changing how they operate, I'm kind of changing how I see the game. And while Soto, in front of Judge, is all time, he's a wreck in the outfield.
Right.
And why did the Yankees lose the series against the Dodgers? They couldn't catch the ball, and they couldn't run the bases.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends of town.
I know you still don't believe me, by the way. I see that smile.
Well, I'm coping.
I promise. I'm not.
You may not be coping. That's fine. I do believe that what you're saying is true. I'm smiling because I think Soto wants to be a Met.
I know Soto wants
to be a Met. I've had that gut feel all this time, and now it's becoming close to being a reality. In a couple of weeks, it may be a reality. Juan Soto is going to be a New York Met, and Steve Cohen will be crowned king, and I can't wait for it. I'll come back from vacation. I don't care if it's Christmas time or not. Hey, Ma, hold that shrimp. I don't care. I'm coming in. I got to talk with BT here on the Fan. All right, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry's in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Awesome show.
Thank you.
Sal.
Yeah.
Listen, dude.
Yeah.
Juan Soto will never be a Met. He doesn't like loser organizations, dude. He doesn't want to go there. He's a mercenary. He's going to get the most money, obviously, but he'll never be a Met, dude.
Well, wait, okay.
Get it through your head,
Well, hold on, Larry. Let's just talk this out for a second. If you say, and I tend to agree, that Juan Soto wants the most money, he's a mercenary, as you say. Do you not think the Mets can offer the most money, Larry?
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's not going to go to the Mets.
Well, what if they offer the most money? Larry, you're contradicting yourself. You just said he was going to go take the most money, and I asked you a simple question.
And the Yankees are going to give him the most money.
Oh, okay. There's a bold prediction. Yeah, okay. But the Mets, you know the Mets have a richer owner, right, Larry?
Oh, that doesn't. Okay, that's fine, but he doesn't like losers. He's not going to the Mets.
Larry, all right, thanks for the call, man. Yeah. You petered out there. You came on strong, and then Sal just rode right over you, and he didn't even have to get loud to do it. So, I mean, which is interesting, which speaks to either delusion or incredible confidence. I'm not sure. I'm thinking it's the latter, actually. I do. I know he's confident. Here's the deal. You know, to inject emotion into this and say, bash, not go to the Mets. Mets are losers. You've never once heard me say that. I think that that's ridiculous. I really do. Because I also thought there was a point when, now I'm happy it didn't happen because it didn't work out, but I remember saying, there is no way Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are going to go to Brooklyn over the stage of the Garden.
Right.
And no chance in hell that's happening. Athletes have evolved in what they want and what they need and what they pursue. So if you want to tell me that he doesn't, like, practical baseball reasons, he's not going to leave because him and Soto, the protection that Judge provides is tremendous, or the history of the Yankees, or he loved playing for Boone, or real reasons, if that's true, that you can put, that's one thing. But to say that he's not going to lose or Mets, you sound like you're 10 years old and you're losing the fight in the schoolyard, you know, the rank out fight. Yeah. You got to be better than that.
And I wouldn't even entertain that thought. You never have said that.
I haven't said that once.
Yeah, and there was a point when the Mets were struggling that, okay, well, they're not going to look as appealing. Of course,
that I definitely said.
Yes, but that's different from saying he's not going to the loser Mets. The Mets went to the NLCS this year. I got news for you. The Mets beat the Dodgers twice. The Yankees didn't do that. And that's not to say, like, oh, Mets versus Yankees, but to call them losers is just not. It's just not accurate.
That's a low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, and also you contradict yourself when you're saying, well, I think he's going to take the most money, and he doesn't want to go to the loser team. Well, which is it? Is he going to take the most money? Because I'd be willing to bet that the Mets are going to have the highest offer. And the question's going to become, is he going to choose the Mets? The biggest question, BT, in debate that you and I have constantly had over the course of a year plus now has been how much of a difference is it going to have to be for the Mets to overpay the Yankees?
I call it the Mets tax. 100% right. That is the root of the conversation.
And now, I'm not even so sure that it's got to be that much.
I still do.
Where in the beginning, I was saying, all right, well, 20
million. I got numbers for you. Let me ask you this.
Okay, yeah.
Because we're thinking the same thing. If the Mets offer six, do the Yankees match? 600.
Probably, yes.
If the Mets offer 650, do the Yankees match?
I still think the Yankees get to that number.
I do, too, and this is where I might not be sure. If it gets to 7, do the Yankees tap out?
I don't think the Yankees go to 7.
They might.
They
might not. I kind of agree with you.
But now we're starting to get to murky territory, and if the Mets go to 750, there's no chance. Like the Yankees,
and I wouldn't want them to at that point.
I'm just saying, whatever, that's fine, but the Yankees may go to 7. And I'm saying that even if the Mets go to 725 and the Yankees go to 7, like, I just have had this feel that Juan Soto likes the Mets for some reason.
Okay, but what is that based on?
Maybe
this
maybe it was time in the National League. Maybe
I thought the Jets were going to be good. That was my feel.
Understood.
But based on what? Because I know you need them.
The way their organization is, maybe he likes those. I don't know. Again, this is just my feel. Remember there was rumor and speculation 2 years ago, and maybe it stems from that.
His brother or something?
Yeah, there was connection. So maybe it stems from that.
Okay, all right. I remember that.
It's not just like blind, like, oh, he loves the Mets more than the Yankees. No, but there was something there.
About four years ago that popped out. I remember that story, yep.
Greg is in Rahway. What's up, Greg?
That young man's moved to the Bronx since, by the way. He's
Greg. Morning, pal, BC.
Greg.
What's up, Greg?
I called in the springtime. I thought they wouldn't sign him then to an extra year because of the owner. How? Mm-hmm. He's cheap. So I'm figuring they're going to let him go. The only thing I was thinking, if you try to make an attempt, give him 5 years for like $70 million.
Yeah, I've offered. That's a little bit too much here, but I've offered a lot for for fewer years. But hold on a sec, Greg. So this is what's unfair to Hal Steinbrenner. All right, we can micro criticize and say he's not like his dad, which is true. But you just said he's cheap. What payroll did the Yankees have this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's not
what
cheap,
was it,
Greg?
Do you know? Come
they
on,
had
Greg.
A high, he does that only because he signed Judge. What do they do to Judge?
Dude,
they tried to give him $200 million. They had to give him $365.
Yeah, but come on, Greg.
Cheap. He's not going to double up on Judge.
But that's different than saying that he won't go to that degree for Soto. That's one thing, and he might not. Saying that he's cheap is just statistically, it's completely false.
Yeah, factually inaccurate.
Come on.
He's not cheap.
Based on payroll.
He's not cheap, but he continues to reference the luxury tax threshold.
He's aware.
Yeah, and
the word.
The Yankees also did not have the highest offer for Judge, which was another talking point when it came to Soto, was that the Yankees didn't have to have the highest offer to retain Judge.
That's what I always say. That's a good spot to be in. People say that like it's a bad thing.
Understood.
No, that's a good thing.
Understood. I don't think that's going to be the case when it comes to Soto.
I tend to agree with that.
Right, so, and we felt that way all along. I feel that way even. And now, look, I could be proven wrong. It has happened before, but it may be a different animal here than it was with Judge. And the fact that the Yankees didn't have the highest bid for Judge, to me, is telling. Yeah, it worked out well that they didn't have to go to the extent that maybe the Giants or the Padres were going to. But it's telling. When have the Yankees gotten outbid? Especially for one of their guys that they wanted. That, to me, was an issue. Jaden is in Astoria. What's up, Jaden?
Listen, guys. Juan Soto's not going anywhere. It's as clear as day. Scott Boras has all the AL East teams and the crosstown rivals. He's using them as leverage. Juan Soto, his Instagram, full of Yankee stuff. He's not going anywhere. Sal, get over it.
Well, get over what? I mean, it's not over yet.
Over the dream, Jayden, bro. It's over.
No,
Forget about it.
Jaden, it's not a dream.
Worry about Pete.
Jaden, hold on. Jaden, it's not a dream. It's a reality. Juan Soto. What happened? Well, no. Jaden, hold on. Is Juan Soto a Yankee right now?
He's not, but
okay,
we're
going to do one at a time. We'll do one at a time, okay? Juan Soto was not a Yankee right now, so we agree on that. Did Hal Steinbrenner talk about re-signing, and maybe you could enlighten me, Jaden, or maybe I'll enlighten you. Did he talk about extending Soto in season, like months ago when Soto was hot? Do you remember that conversation
at all? Of course. He was playing the season
and what happened?
All season.
And what happened? He didn't extend.
He didn't extend and sign.
And then, Jaden, let me just ask you one more before we let you go, and I really do appreciate you taking the time to give us a call today. who's the richer owner? Who's the richer owner? Is it Hal or is it Steve Cohen, Jaden? What's the answer?
I mean, the richest owner, he missed out on Ohtani. He missed out on Yamamoto.
What's the answer, Jaden? Like Yankees, he didn't miss out on Ohtani. Ohtani didn't want to come.
Yankees offered Yamamoto more per year.
Oh, so here we go.
That's true. Highest AAV. Yankees.
Yeah, they didn't offer the most total. The Mets did.
The Mets didn't offer the most. They offered comparable to the Dodgers.
No, they offered the most. No.
It was the same exact.
Yeah, well, right. Well, okay, same, but they were tied for first.
Well, yes. But that's not sitting in first place by yourself.
So of three teams, there were two that were tied for first. The Yankees were not one of them.
You know what you're doing? You're doing something that I've done before on the show. You're setting yourself up.
Hey, I believe it's going to happen. Well, here's the idea. It may not happen, sure, right? But let's not make it like it's not a reality.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm hearing, not you, BT, because I don't think you're a scared Yankee fan, and you're realistic about this. Like, you know that it's possible.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing so far from some of the callers early on today, they're scared. You're scared. Because it's becoming...
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A reality. What you once thought was a Sal dream is now becoming a reality. Soto. Maybe leaving the Bronx for Queens.
I thought you're damn right, man.
I don't care if I am neck
deep in seafood salad and, you know, three scallops and a couple of shrimps getting ready to be devoured on Christmas Eve. He signs with the Yankees on Christmas Eve.
Fire us up
screw
from home.
Santa. Yeah. I don't care if I have three bottles of wine in me. I'm going to Uber into this station, and we are doing a show.
One of us is going to, me in particular, if he ever stays with the Yankees, I'm screwed. All right, BT and Sal, the fam.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
BT and Sal back on the fan, having some fun on this Friday. All right, BT. So, I have some info for you as it pertains to Juan Soto. I was finally able to crack through and get my New York Post Sports Plus subscription.
Which means you paid for it. Yep.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. I did.
Sucker. Keep going.
Well, you better believe it, baby. I wanted to read this. Thank you, John Heyman. Now, I come to you with some, at least, for me, maybe it's an educated guess or common sense. This is some reporting.
I am all ears. I already have an opinion on this before I've heard it.
Right.
But I'm going to lay out. Go ahead. What do you got?
As have I, right? We both have. Okay, here we go. So this is Heyman from an industry. This is just one thing. There's a list of many things here I'm going to get to with this article. Quote, it seems like it'll be the Mets. They're an ascending team and have money. Guesses one rival exec. So it's a rival exec. But it's just
come on. It's this. Right. Keep going.
Now, Heyman goes on to list the reasons why the Mets have a real shot here. Cohen wants to win badly. Yeah. We know that.
Hold on, write these down. Cohen wants to win. Got it.
He wants to win badly enough. He's a rarity in his willingness to spend and lose big bucks.
Okay.
Two, and I'm not going to go into all the details of this, but Cohen and Scott Boras' relationship. Mm. He references a bunch of other deals and all that stuff.
Okay.
Three, the timing. And I think this is a key one. The Mets have $150 million coming off the books.
Yep.
Which is aiding Steve Cohen.
That definitely helps. That's a tangible thing right there.
Here's an interesting one. Four, Heyman writes, this is the headline, is Queens calmer? Soto thrives in the Bronx, but teammates suggest he may prefer tranquility to bright lights, though if true, then maybe he could find a different, Heyman's writing this too, then he maybe could find a different spot than New York, period.
I'm just curious, I'm usually a pretty good grasp on words. Is tranquility another word for anonymity?
Yeah, well, maybe. Here's the other thing you said. The Mets can also offer face of the franchise status. The Yankees obviously can't do that, mm-hmm. but they do have their great tradition and history, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Number five.
Long this list here, kinda, Sal.
Well, a lot of reasons. Number five, the team and the clubhouse. This is kind of what I was alluding to before. And I'll runner up Mets, missing 60% of rotation, blah, 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 blah. Winning is high on Soto's list, probably just below the total deal. It's possible he may wait to see what the 2025 Mets look like. However, he'll get 13-plus years. Blah, 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 yeah. Soto loved the Yankees clubhouse, but the Mets' Francisco Lindor-led locker room is outstanding, too. Maybe a little bit of a wash there, but kind of the point that I was making before, fun versus the more buttoned-up approach.
Mm-hmm.
Six, location, blah, 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 whatever.
Why would location be
He's just saying when Soto, it's not an asset for the Mets necessarily. Just,
okay, gotcha.
Just doesn't help. In, like, Soto liked, you know, his time in San Diego, but whatever. That doesn't matter. Because location is not going to differentiate between the Mets and Yanks.
No.
Seven, maybe ruling out Toronto here. Canadian issues. Toronto's beautiful and the Blue Jays are hoping to go big here, but Canada has difficulty in these derbies due to the high taxes. Soto's mother is a tax expert.
Wow.
And general unfamiliarity. Interesting.
Tax expert.
There you go. You learned something. See, the $4.99 worth it for it to read Heyman in both. Yankees limits is number eight. Hausheimer deserves credit for deciding their internal debate and matching the Giants' $360 million offer for Judge. But with Soto's likely desire to set a new market, there's unlikely to be much hometown discount, if any. Steinbrenner will have to win a bidding contest against at least two aggressive teams, the Jays and the Mets. Yankster believed to be willing to go to 13 years. The Yankees are believed willing to go to 13 years and beat Judge's $40 million salary.
There you go.
But is that going to be enough?
Okay.
That's it.
What is the title of the article again?
Oh, God. I just closed that. I'm one of these, like, as soon as I'm done with something, same thing with text, I'm out.
You delete texts, which is weird.
I text chains.
Nah,
yeah, I delete
I keep
them all.
Going. Really?
Sometimes I have to. Yeah, I just don't want to open. I want to close.
Okay.
The headline from Heyman in the Post.
Now, this is important to make my point. The headline is?
Mets have a real shot to land Juan Soto, and it's not only because of Steve Cohen's deep pocket.
Okay. So, business 101. And this is not to pick apart John's speculation or reporting or hybrid of the two. This is common sense. So now I've noticed that the New York Post, if you want to jump into some of these articles, you got to pay. That's fine. I like the Post. Post is good.
They do a great job. If you can invest in anything, it's the Post.
I agree. The Post sports section is still solid, man. There's no doubt.
I love him.
Picaro's the best in maybe in the country.
Right.
He's a real fan,
right.
And he never lost those roots. So I'm a big fan of the Post, right? Okay, so...
I mean, Larry Brooks is a foof, but outside of that, then, yeah.
Gee, always got to...
No, I'm just kidding. He called me that once.
He called you that?
Yeah. I'm just messing
around. All right.
I actually do like his hockey stuff. Stick to hockey, Larry.
I got you. you can't stop that, yeah. I got you. So now, in the world that we live in now, where there's aggregation and there's, hey, let me get my breaking story or my news element online and let's get it digitally all over the world. Are you telling me that, and or the answer is no, are you telling me that John Heyman, and this is not to disparage John's reporting, I believe John, I think he's well-sourced, even though we spelled Judge's name wrong, I really like it, I like him, and he's good. But are you telling me that he's going to take something truly, like, real news that nobody else has, that the story that he's got,
and put it behind
and hide it behind a paywall?
Fine, I get it. But,
no,
but,
what
but,
it is, well, is it's eight or nine bullet points, and he could have written that article 2 weeks ago.
But he did have a quote from a source. One rival exec says
one
it feels like
executive.
The Mets. There's put it this way. You can minimize it. And
I'm just contextualizing it. I'm not trying to minimize it. Big difference.
Contextualizing it is a difference. You're right. But it confirms my feelings without any sources or, you know, you could come up with some common sense reason, sure. But to have a rival exec say that,
yeah,
it's not like the blinders are on and, well, he's coming back to the Yankees. Now, there's the argument of whether the Yankees could be better without. I disagree. You and I disagree with that. There's the argument of, how much the Yankees are going to go, whatever. I've just had the feel all along, this is the guy for Steve Cohen to finally get and flex his muscle as the owner. And now it's not just me who's feeling that. People in the game, and I'm not saying I was on an island by myself, but, you know, I mean, I've been doing it for a year with legitimate reason when it looked like, oh, why would he ever go to the Mets, especially after the Yankees just got him. Now even some rival execs are saying it, and Heyman pointed out a lot of reasons why. It's not just about the bottom dollar.
Okay. Now, if there was within that article a direct, even if it's not, you know, attributed to a certain player, but it's an anonymous player on the Yankees,
yeah,
or multiple sources in the Yankees clubhouse claim Juan Soto didn't enjoy his time. It was too stuffy. It was too corporate. It was too this. It was too that. There was too many factions, or it was fractured. Like, that's news. And again, not to diminish John, because John's a very accomplished baseball writer. To me, that is just a regurgitation of everything that we already know.
Chris is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. BT, I know you have to deal with it, but I love the giddy Sal. I used to call him on the overnight. I love when he gets like this.
Yo, I'm having fun today, Chris. It's happening.
It's funny. It makes me laugh. It's cute. With the Mets. It's very cute. Yeah.
I tell you, from that article, it looks like Soto's mom. How should be taking Soto's mom to dinner and talking to her about Bunting?
Great point.
You aren't kidding with that. Who knew? His mom's a tax expert.
I think the whole thing about this, I don't know, like, some Yankee fans are triggered here, but look, obviously, this is obvious, but like, it seems like we wouldn't even be in this discussion talking about the Mets being viable if the Mets did not turn around this season and do what they did. Because if the Mets ended up under 500, didn't make the playoffs, they would probably not have a strong shot. But to say that the Mets are a loser organization after the last season they had is just not cool and not right. And I don't.
We don't even want to entertain that, Chris. And thank you for the call, as always. We do appreciate your support. I mean, BT and I are in agreement on that. We could have the Met Yankee fun, but come on. I mean, it's just, you actually have to bring some kind of accuracy to the table here.
No doubt.
Let's be real. Like, and even though I joke around, well, I'm not joking around, I do believe Soto's going to the Mets, but we're having some fun with it. Like, I understand it's a realistic possibility that he would go back to the Yankees, and I understand why. There are a lot of reasons why the Yankees would be appealing, but there are legitimate reasons. And I don't know if I'm one who gets caught up in the Mets' success this year, but it certainly didn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Mets ascending put them maybe in a much better, stronger position. I still think they were going to get him anyway because of the finances and because of what the owner has to offer to whoever, in this particular case, Soto. But getting to the NLCS, having the fun year that they did, I think that would be appealing. And also, BT, just the way the Yankees are set up financially right now, I mean, the Mets are in, not only do they have the richer owner, they're in a far better financial situation.
They are. A couple things, though. So
yeah.
When I said early on that what happened in Queens this year is going to have some impact on Soto's decision, I really think I nailed it with that.
Yeah, you might have been right on that one. I was wrong.
It's not about
but that's fine.
But like, just push this forward. Yeah. Imagine if Lindor never recovered from that horrendous start when people were saying he should abandon the left side. Some of those idiots out there were saying he couldn't hit lefty anymore. imagine if he never
win
busted.
Some, lose some.
Yeah, I don't know who said that. Was that Evan? It may have been Evan. I don't know. Let's say Lindor finishes the year and he hits .226 with an OPS of .709 and the Mets win 75 games and Pete has the down year that he had and he's probably out the door and they never really recover from that 22-33 start and Soto, and by the way, others never get to see Queens on fire during the playoffs, grand slams, you know, big home runs down in Atlanta like that. To me, the chemistry of the Mets, all right, it was cute, OMG, oh my God, but you know, if the Mets weren't winning, holding up a stupid sign means nothing to Juan Soto. But now you mix in that chemistry and that vibe and that togetherness, and they're winning, I think it became incredibly appealing to him. I'm going to give you that.
It would have been a much tougher uphill battle to make a case for the Mets signing him, I think. Now, again, it would have been money in that particular case.
But I think that's where they would have had to blow him out of the water.
Exactly. I was just going to say maybe it would have had to have been 50 to 100 million more.
Yep.
Whereas now it seems like, all right, maybe not that you're ever going to be on equal footing with the Yankees as far as results and success goes, But in this particular season, the Mets certainly had some fun and had some success.
Good morning.
BT and Sal back on the fan. Let's get some calls in here, BT. We're talking Juan Soto. We'll have Nick Costos later on. Perfect parlay pick segment as well. By the way, I owe you one. You have to have me. Remember, I lost the baseball over-unders.
Yes.
You got to pick out an outfit. Uniform. I hope it's not going to be too costly. Maybe we get that in the budget here. But I got to dress up before we go away for the holidays. You got to have me dress up in full uniform of a player of your choice.
That's true.
That's for my penance for losing
That's true.
On the tiebreaker with Severino's ERA.
Loss is a loss, buddy.
So loss is a loss because I was thinking about it with the perfect probably pick segment. The two losers in that are going to have to dress up. Looks like Hoff, who's been in.
He's getting crushed.
Last year's champ, we're starting to really pull away from him.
Yeah, he airmailed it. He got a little lazy in the offseason, just sat on his winnings there. He's like, I won last year. That's it. Getting crushed right here.
Anyway, you got.
By the way, I know who I'm going to have you dress up as.
Oh, you already know?
Well, it depends what happens, but one aspect would be, and it would have to be done before we go for the holidays.
Yeah.
If Soto stays, you're Soto in a Yankee uniform.
Okay.
There's nothing more painful for you.
Okay, but we now remember you have to have it. See, I'm okay with. And look, I have to do it. Whatever. Yeah. I'm actually okay with that because I happen to have a Yankee uniform already from when I used to play.
When you were a Yankee.
No,
fan.
I played like 30. Yeah, exactly. I played like 30. Not that I want to wear a Yankee uniform, but I want to get the bet paid with.
Wait, why did you have it? Finish that part. Why did you have it?
Playing in a 30 and over hardball league.
You guys were the Yankees.
Not so long ago. Yeah, we were the Yankees. So
how'd you guys do? You have a good team.
And we were all right. I got banged up, dude. I smoked a double in a right center field and came. I pulled my hamstring running to the second base.
And that was the end.
I was safe. I lost confidence. I started out well, and then some guy. I went to the cage. I was raking, and then some guy was. They moved me up to the cleanup spot.
What the hell kind of team was this? You're batting fourth.
I was feeling myself, and then some guy started throwing breaking balls, dude. I went 0-for-4 with like 4 strikeouts. That was it.
You're not alone in terms of the curveball being kryptonite. Can I say something real fast? You know what's crazy about this? And we'll get back to the calls. I watched one. You watched him as well, but I watched him as a Yankee fan.
Yes.
All year, and the irony is, from my perspective, if I lose Juan Soto versus you losing Juan Soto,
interesting, right?
You will be more upset than me, and he's actually mine,
right,
or he was mine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
isn't that crazy?
Yes, but you should be just as upset,
but
if not more upset.
Because I don't want to go that high. 13, 14, 15 years. Well, 13's okay. Dude, he can't run, he can't field.
Understood, but you're still not going to be better. Like, for me,
it's not the NBA. One player.
I want Soto to add to what the Mets were. Obviously, they have other moves to make as well. Like, this is not just about Soto. I've been saying, we had this debate yesterday. I want Soto and Adamas, and if not Soto and Adamas, then Soto and Alonso. And if not Soto and Alonso, then Soto and Guerrero. Like, the Mets need two, assuming that you lose Alonso. It's either bring back Alonso and add Soto to it, or lose Alonso, add Soto, and then you have to replace Alonso with either Adamas or Guerrero, whatever, just to name two. So I want that to take them to the next level. If you lose Soto, there's no way for you to get back to that even.
Says who?
Maybe you could get close to being what you were.
Yeah.
You're not going to get better than what you were.
Why so definitive with that? You don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know either, but to say that you're definitely not, I'm not saying that.
Because he's the best.
And by the way, he's what?
Soto's the best.
He's the best. Can he catch a pop-up? Can he keep a ball from going to the wall and keeping us Ohtani at second?
You think the Yankees,
or Mookie Betts at second rather than third?
Do you think the Yankees make the World Series if Soto wasn't a Yankee this year?
I don't, but that doesn't mean that they can't make the World Series next year if they've got, Christian Walker or third baseman, Garrett Crochet. Like, you are lost on the fact that, or it's lost on you, that there's different roadmaps to get to the World Series.
No, I get that. I get that. But Soto.
Do you?
Yes, I get what you're saying. Like, it's one reason why I said last year I thought the Mets had a better offseason than the Yankees. Like, they built a team, right? Ideally, like, let's get a center fielder. Let's get some starting pitching. However they did it, like, they were building a team. So I'm like, all right, there's something to that. But ultimately, on top of that, you need to add the guy. The Yankees added the guy. They lacked building the entire team out, but they had the guy, and look at how far it got them. You're willing to lose that and think you could be better?
I prefer not to, but there's enough. Now, then this is a different day. Do I trust Cashman to find the perfect balance to actually build that different team that's better? No.
If you could sign.
But if he listens to the show, I'll give him some advice and we'll get it done.
If you were a free agent.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you were a free agent.
Uh-huh.
And you could sign with either King Cohen and David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza, or Hal Cashman and Booney.
Okay.
Which one are you?
Am I Soto a free agent or a free agent?
You're a free agent. You. You have the chance to go
okay.
to.
Okay.
Don't forget about money.
I got
forget
you.
About prestige.
I already have my answer. As soon as you said that it's you, BT. So I I have a great reverence for history, okay? And I'm staying in the Bronx,
or I'm going to the Bronx. No.
And by the way, I'm going to have Aaron Judge behind me.
I said, which is something you guys can't offer. Forget prestige.
Who's sitting behind Soto? Well, you guys get
it. But forget that. In this equation or this hypothetical, forget all that.
Okay.
It's just Cohen.
Yep.
Stearns, Mendy.
Mm-hmm.
Hal, Cashman, Booney.
Well, that's
which trio are you aligning yourself with?
Well, that's your trio, but there's other factors that don't make it a trio.
No. But in this
you're excluding things that matter.
I know, but
who else am I playing with?
Nothing else matters in this hypothetical. This is just an extreme three-man versus three-man team.
I'm going to take the Yankees trio. You know why?
Okay.
Nice little resume out there.
Okay.
A little longer to Mendy's. One year. Hey, Buck look after year one in Queens.
Fair enough.
Buck's the savior. Then everybody can wait to kick him to the curb.
Let the record show that you would choose that trio. Boyle, who would you choose of that trio? You got that? You guys been listening? Cohen, Mendy, Stearns, Hal, Cashman, Boone.
Cohen, Mendy, Stearns.
Huff?
I mean, do I have to tell you?
Woo! 3-1.
So three knuckleheads prove that you're right? I mean, what an experiment that was. I'll go lone wolf on that. That's fine.
Sal is in Westchester. What's up, Sal?
This guy
with his criteria. Hey, Sal, Brandon, how you guys doing?
I figured you could do this on Friday. They give you 2 days break from me.
I love it, actually. What's up, Sally boy?
So listen, you guys know where Irvington is, right?
Yes.
No.
Okay. So, Sal, most of the people who are from the Bronx or Westchester, West Irvington's in Rockland County,
okay,
which is on this side of New York.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure if a guy was possibly going to sign a long-term contract in Queens, he would probably look to Long Island.
Yes.
But anyway, Juan Soto just renewed a lease for his mom in Irvington. I mean, I know it's only $55,000 or whatever it was for the year. For him, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But he rents a famous couple's movie star's house out there.
Where?
And he's been shopping houses.
Irvington?
In Irvington.
Mm-hmm.
He's been shopping for houses?
I don't know if he's been shopping for houses.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, maybe he likes it.
I mean, you could commute to Queens from there. It's not that far, but the Bronx is a hell of a lot closer.
Mm, okay, well, some speculation there, Sal. What are you, in real estate? How do we know this information?
No, my sister's in real estate.
There we go.
That's more information than Heyman had in his article.
Yeah.
Woo!
And we didn't have to pay for it. Larry is in Westchester. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hey, what's up?
Listen, I called you back during the season when you guys were talking about Soto and how much he was going to get. And I say he's going to get probably around $600 million. And I was surprised. Both you guys said I was nuts. Not only is he going to get $600 million, he's going to get closer to $750 million.
I don't think we said you were nuts.
Yeah, I don't think we said that. We wouldn't have said that. I mean, maybe we said something.
No, you didn't say I was nuts, but you kind of poo-pooed the idea.
I don't ever remember thinking he was going to get less than six. Like, for me, it was going to be well over five to begin with. If anything, we were on the higher end, I would think. But anyway, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, but again, Sal, I got to agree with you. The few Yankee calls that have come in, they are worried about losing Soto. There's no doubt that one guy saying the Mets were losers and the other guy saying, look at Soto's Instagram. It's got all Yankee stuff in it. Once he signs $750 million, his Instagram's going to have all Mets stuff in it.
Well, here's the thing, Larry, and thank you for the call. The Yankees have already lost Juan Soto. He was a Yankee. He's now a free agent. They could have kept him. He didn't want to sign there yet. Maybe he will be there. We still don't know. But to a certain extent, like, Yankees traded for him. And generally, B-team, we talked about this when they made that move. Like, generally, you don't trade for that. The Yankees certainly don't trade for that type of star without a big contract attached to it. And this was, you knew what was going to happen. Soto was going to play it out, despite what Hal said in season. Oh, we're talking extension, and fans got hopeful about it. I mean, he's now a free agent. Doesn't mean he can't come back. But it means he's not a Yankee right now.
Well, listen, the reason why you trade for Soto when they did without the assurances of him staying is because you've got a leg up on showing him the Yankee way and, you know, playing with Judge and feeling the vibe in the Bronx. And, oh, yeah, by the way, getting to the World Series. So You know, what does that mean at the end of the day? I don't know, but I know that it's not a bad thing. And I wonder, Sal, because we're just so hell-bent on 12, 13, 14, 15 years. You think there's a shot? And I threw this out a while ago, but do you think there's a chance he goes like 3 for crazy money with an opt-out? Like, do you think he rides that train
at all? I'd be stunned if
Why?
That were, because he waited this long to get to this day. I think there are going to be opt-outs in there. Like, why wouldn't you just say, yeah, I want 14 years, and I want an opt-out after 3, an opt-out after 6, maybe. Yeah.
So like, you think there will be?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a 3-year deal.
No. Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. But I mean, like, with the AAV of, like, 55, 60, 62, 65, and opt-out. Opt-out after 3, his way, obviously, year 4, or opt-out after 2, I don't know.
We've talked about this. Like, I think the contract is going to have at least an opt-out in it, probably multiple opt-out. Soto's got everybody by the, you know, like, he's going to, if whatever, there is going to be no team that's going to have a favorable contract here. He doesn't need deferrals. He can have the opt-outs on his terms.
And
the Mets are going to give it to him. Like, yeah. The Mets would just say, yeah, okay, you want to opt out after 3? Sure. Like, up to you. That's fine. You want to opt in? Fine. Like, there's no position of power that any team, including the Yankees, would have to say, no, we're not going to do this opt-out, or we can't, we're not going to do the deferrals. Like, he's going to want that.
Yeah, whatever he says he's getting.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
I agree.
Whatever he says he's getting.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.